This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, the second to the last message in the James series about a picture of the church. This Sunday that was given was Mother's Day. Mother's Day story to begin, but yet it relates to the rest of the message. So you're listening to the second to the last message from James, the fifth chapter, about a picture of the church. God bless you as you listen. He quotes Gary LaFerla, who wrote a book called Finding Your Way, a story from the records of the United States Naval Institute following the Second World War. Here's the story. The USS Astoria engaged the Japanese during the battle for Savo Island before any other ships from the US Naval Fleet arrived. During this crucial night of battle, August 8, the Astoria scored several hits on a Japanese vessel, but was itself badly damaged and sank the next day. Here's how LaFerla tells the rest of the story. About 2 in the morning, a young Midwesterner, signalman third class Elgin Staples, was swept overboard by the blast when the Astoria's number 1 8-inch gun turret exploded. Wounded in both legs, he was kept afloat. This is an important part of the story. He was kept afloat by a narrow life belt that he managed to activate with a simple trigger mechanism. On board the transport, Staples, hugging that life belt with gratitude, looked at the small piece of equipment for the first time. He scrutinized every stitch of the life belt that had served him so well. He saw that it was manufactured by Firestone Tire and Rubber Company of Akron, Ohio, and it had a registration number on it. Given home leave, Staples told this story and asked his mother, who worked for Firestone in Akron, the purpose of the number on the belt. She replied that the company insisted on personal responsibility for the war effort, and that number was unique and was assigned to only one inspector. Staples remembered everything about the life belt, and so to his mother, he quotes the number. Well, my life belt had this number on it. There was a moment of stunned silence in the room, and then his mother spoke. That was my number. That was my personal code that I affixed to every item I was responsible for approving. Can you imagine the emotion of that moment? When a mother working in the war effort in Akron, Ohio, at Firestone Tire and Rubber Company, has her son come home whose life has been saved by this life belt that's activated by pulling a trigger. And it kept him afloat for 10 hours in the water. And realizing she had inspected the very life belt that kept him afloat and kept him alive. Talk about an emotional moment for both mother and son, and yet the thought occurred to me. There are things that mothers do for their children that have little thought or given to it by anyone, but years later have a tremendous impact. You never know the impact you're going to have on a child's life 10 years out, 20 years out, even 30 and 40 and 50 years out. It's a great lesson for every mother and father. What a story. The mother was the one who inspected the life belt that saved her son's life. Today we're going to talk in the book of James about a picture of the early church. I'm going to give you a picture of the early church, not from a photograph, but from the biblical description of what James says in the book of James was a picture of the early church. Well, tomorrow we'll read that actual text where it gives us 5 descriptions of the early church. It really is a visual picture of what the church is like. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same place.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.